So tonight's speakers, who is Blaine?
Thank you. Hello everyone, my name is Blaine, I'm an addict. I feel really nervous, you know, I'm terrified actually, you know. I got a really dry mouth and, you know, my heart's racing and that, you know. But what I'm doing is, you know, practicing courage, you know. Because, I mean, what I've learned, you know, I suffer, you know, with a fear-based illness, you know. And, you know, ever since I can remember, you know, as a kid and that, you know, I've always been quite fearful and that. And, you know, not being able to connect with people and that, you know. But, I mean, you know, thanks, Daniel, for asking us, you know. It's really, you know, nice to be in a position to be able to, you know, share on that, you know. And, I mean, right now, you know, I feel like using, you know, I want to use something, you know, to change the way I feel. I want to leg it, you know, and take a handful of Valium and drink and that, you know. But I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to kind of sit here self-obsessed, you know, and everything else, you know. And, I grew up in the northwest of Scotland and that, and, you know, I didn't have a bad childhood or nothing, you know, and that, and there was no one really in my family who had kind of, you know, drug addiction and that, you know, but yeah, I hung around with, you know, people older than us and that, and, you know, I thought I was really grown up, you know, and, you know, I started, you know, smoking cigarettes when I was kind of like 8 years old and kind of experimenting buzzing gas and smoking hash and that when I was kind of 9 or 10 and that, you know. Hang on. Yeah, man, dry mouth. So, you know, I just kind of, I progressed kind of through drugs and this and that, you know, and, you know, where I come from, there's a big prescription drug problem and that, and because, you know, I'm quite a fearful person and everything else, you know, when I found Valium and codeine and all that kind of stuff, it really kind of helped me, you know, really with all that kind of fear, you know. But, you know, to kind of cut a long story short, really, you know, I kind of moved away from, you know, my hometown to Glasgow to get away from kind of all that, you know. And ended up with a heroin problem, you know, and then, you know, kind of moved away again to London, you know, to get away from all that, and ended up with a crack problem, you know, and everything else as well, you know. So, I mean, you know, moving away did nothing for me, it just kind of made me worse, really, you know. And, you know, there was time, you know, for me, it was kind of, you know, I'd go off, you know, binge using, you know, for months, you know, and, you know, and then, you know, I can't do this anymore and that, and, you know, I'd get clean from things that I thought were the problem, you know, like heroin or whatever, and, you know, I'd get some money and, you know, have a shower and whatever, and think I was all right, you know, and go through that kind of whole thing again, get a couple of weeks clean. It was kind of all over the place, really, you know, and, I came to that place again, you know, in the 5th of November 2012, you know. I had a place to stay, you know. I did end up homeless for a period of time, but you know, I had, you know, a small room, you know, to live in, a broken bed, you know, I had no possessions, you know, I had no food, no money, nothing, you know. And I remember the day, you know, people say, you know, they can't remember kind of when they came in and that, but, you know, I was painfully aware of the kind of day and time. I remember, you know, I woke up, it must have been about 4 o'clock or something, you know, I went to get my prescription of Subutex, you know, and I didn't want to use, you know, I kind of stopped, you know, crack and Valium and alcohol, you know, for a few days or, you know, things like that. But, you know, I was just kind of, you know, walking around in Stratford. I didn't want to steal, you know, to use, you know. I wanted, you know, I was just trying to steal food, you know, just to live, you know, and kind of survive on that, you know. And I remember, you know, a guy called me who I used with, you know, he says, you know, do you want to chip in and this and that? I said, no, you know. And he lived with his family and that. I says, can you bring us a sandwich down, you know, down to Stratford Centre and that? And he just said, no, you know. But, I mean, that's okay. You know, I was just kind of, you know, walking around in Stratford and that, and you know, just lost really, man, you know. And you know, I've seen this building, you know, are you depressed, are you suicidal, you know, are you in debt and all that kind of stuff, you know. And I thought, yeah, you know, kind of thing. And I was just, you know, I was looking for help, you know. I thought, you know, if I pay off some debts, I'll be all right, or, you know, this and that. But you know, I walked into the building, you know, and because I'm always kind of analysing things and questioning things and that. You know, I asked the guy, you know, what else, you know, goes on in here? And he said, you know, there's an NA meeting starting upstairs, you know. And, you know, the guy who, you know, who phoned me that day, you know, he told me he'd been to NA and that. And I remember I was using with him. And he showed me, you know, the white key ring and the Just for Today and that. And I remember reading the Just for Today. You know, I didn't know what day it was or what it said, and he was telling me, you know, it's an addiction and this and that, you know. And, you know, I says, no, it's not an addiction, you know, it's not a disease and this and that. I don't know what my argument for it was, you know, but, you know, I used to go and get my script and that, and the doctor, you know, would tell me about NA and that, you know, and I would say, oh, nice one, NA, yeah, and see you later, just give me my prescription, I'm off, you know. So I was very kind of ignorant, you know, towards it, you know. And I asked that guy, can you take me to a meeting, you know, but every time we'd meet up, you know, we'd just use, you know, and find money and this and that, you know. But, you know, that day, you know, I made the decision myself, you know, to go up to the meeting and that, you know, and I seen everyone, you know, looking good, you know, and laughing and joking and talking about holidays and this cars and everything else, you know. And, you know, straight away, you know, I just, you know, grabbed all the biscuits and all that and started eating them and then this and that, because I was just kind of coming off the street. I was hungry, you know, and people, you know, welcomed me, you know, gave me hugs and this and that, you know. And I remember, you know, I shared twice in the meeting. I didn't know the route, you know, the format or nothing, you know, but they just let me, you know. And, you know, and I was just bawling my eyes out and all that, you know. And I remember, you know, I kind of shared. The only thing I thought was a bit mad was, you know, at the end, you know, keep coming back and holding hands and all that, you know. So 1 minute I was crying and then I was kind of laughing at all that, kind of in a circle and that. But, you know, it didn't stop me, you know, I just kind of, you know, I don't know where it came from, you know, I just did have this, you know, willingness and that, and, you know, the guy said, you know, they took us out for something to eat and that, and, you know, I got some numbers, and they said, come and meet me tomorrow here, go to a meeting, and come and meet me. So I did it, you know, for the first time in my life, you know, I listened to people, you know, and, I went to at least one meeting a day, you know, sometimes three, you know, two, you know. I came off Subutex, you know, I was clucking in meetings, and I remember I was sat over there, you know, and I was just, you know, I got up for a white key ring and that, and, you know, and I've stuck around, and, you know, this Monday coming, you know, I'll be 4 years clean, you know, and that, man. And I've just, I don't know how I've done it, you know, I've just kind of listened, you know. And I did have that willingness to kind of, you know, do things. You know, I got a sponsor. Shaking, man, nice one, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I got a sponsor pretty early on. You know, I got suggestions. You know, I've always, you know, prayed, even when I was using and that. You know, I was so scared. You know, I just wanted to be okay, you know, and everything else. So I didn't have a problem praying. For me, I don't have a problem with the word God, you know. Higher power, you know, it's up to you. And I've always, you know, every day since I've, you know, come in, I've always prayed in the morning and at night and read the Just for Today. You know, that's something I've done consistently, you know. You know, I've got a home group which I've done service in for the last 4 years, you know. And, you know, I still go to regular meetings and, you know, and I've gone through the steps, you know, and what it showed me, you know, I don't have any power, you know, when I use, you know, and that I become really unmanageable. My thinking and feelings are all over the place, you know, obsession and compulsion, you know, and that, and I kind of, I'm all over the place, you know. And thank God, you know, for step two, what I've learned is, you know, pray, pick up the phone, you know, get to a meeting and share, you know. And, you know, step three is, you know, it sounds great, you know, let go, let God, you know, turn it over. I don't even know really what that means, you know. But it's kind of like, you know, my sponsor said it quite simply, you know, just do the right thing, you know, and trust your higher power. And a lot of the times, you know, I don't do the right thing, you know, I struggle with other addictions. I kind of bounced from one addiction to the next in recovery, you know. I'm not going to go into it, but it kind of, you know, makes us feel that way, really discontent, you know, paranoid and everything else, you know. But it's a process on that, and I'm going through the steps again, you know. And, you know, I've done steps 4 and 5. You know, my sponsor said, you know, don't leave any stone unturned, you know. And, you know, and, you know, I shared everything, all the secrets and all that. And, you know, he says, I'll always be there for you, Blaine, you know. And he's proved that, you know. You know, so I shared everything, you know. And, you know, I've 6 and 7. You know, 6 and 7 are the things what I need to practice in my, like all of them, but you know, 6 and 7 is the things that cause me, you know, pain in recovery, you know, acting out on lust or rage or anger or fear or everything else. But you know, like right now, you know, I'm fearful, but I'm practicing courage, you know, and everything else. So, you know, and I've made amends, you know, and you know, I made a list and made amends. And, you know, I had expectations, you know, Blaine, we love you, everything's great, you know, this and that, but it wasn't like that, you know. But I've still got amends to make, and, you know, I'm willing to do it. And, you know, step 10, you know, shows, you know, allows me to sort of, you know, see my day and everything else and what I'm doing right and wrong. You know, and I do pray and meditate, you know, it's a longer process for me, you know, because I'm still fearful, but I just keep practicing it, you know. And, you know, step 12, you know, trying to carry a message, you know, give someone else hope, you know, and my spirit has awoken since I've come in, you know, 4 years ago, you know, and practicing principles and all my affairs, you know, I find it difficult, actually. In here, I can talk about the steps and everything else, and when I go to work, you know, I'm raging and swearing and everything else, and, you know, it's not good, you know, but, you know, that's the truth for me. But what I've got is awareness, you know, and, you know, willingness to change. So, you know, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be, but I just, you know, try my best. But, you know, it's really nice to be here. Thank you.
We now have a few committee announcements, literature and CDs.
Oh yeah, my name's Charlie and I.
Charlie.
Matthew, literature and CDs, I'll be in here at the break. Anybody wants any literature, come and see me, and CDs, and I'll be around.
Thank you. And we have a website at this meeting where you can download MP3s of past speakers. The address is www.naspeakers.co.uk, and if there are any NA related announcements, please could you write them down and give them to our GSR, who is Ned. He's sitting under near the stairs. Can the newcomer reps please make the announcement.
Hello, my name's Dean, I'm an addict.
Hi, Dean.
I'm your Mount newcomer rep for this meeting. If you're new around, or you want to know what's been shared about tonight, talked about, or you want to get phone numbers to access support outside of meetings, I will be in the room under the stairs during the break. Also, Shelley.
Hi.
And she is the female. Yeah, female newcomer rep. Thank you.
And this venue has some rules. Laying off the kitchen counter down to anyone who is